Okay, arterial vasculitis has association with some of the diseases, which includes connective tissue disorders, including SLE. Then comes the infections, out of which the most common is hepatitis B C infections. And the other associated infections are mononucleosis, infectious mononucleosis, and Lyme borreliosis. It has also been associated with the serum sickness, which represents an acute form of the arterial vasculitis. Then we have hematological disorders like essential cryoglobulinemia and idiopathic thrombocytopenia. Then we have malignancies, Hodgkin's lymphoma, non-lymphocytic acute leukemia, acute myelogenous leukemia, immunoglobulin A myeloma. And in a single case report, arterial vasculitis have been associated with adenocarcinoma of the colon. Then we have two syndromes, that is Muckle-Wells syndrome and Cogan syndrome, which have been associated with arterial vasculitis. Muckle-Wells syndrome is a genetic autoinflammatory disorder which is characterized by recurrent wheeling, fever, arthralgia, and sensory neural deafness. Whereas Cogan syndrome is characterized by interstitial keratitis, audio vestibular disturbance, systemic vasculitis. So this systemic vasculitis may involve larger vessels like Takayasu-like vasculitis, but may also involve the smaller arteries like the coronary arteries and small vessels of the kidneys.